Hello, everybody. Welcome to Turn Up Thursday, Raise the Praise. I am so excited to be here with you guys. Welcome to an amazing hour of inspirational, fun-loving worship. Welcome to an hour of inspirational, fun-loving, and worshiping together. I was trying to mesh it all up. I love you guys, and I'm so excited that you are here. Thank you for allowing me to enter your home, and thank you for coming into mine. So, sit back, relax, y'all. We have an amazing, amazing experience that is getting ready to happen now.
And now, a word from our proud sponsors. Cosmos Radio Network of the UK, proud sponsors for the Tri-City Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, and the Princess Lovely. The international radio station that playing music that's out of this world.
I love coming in. As you guys come in, please drop a heart. Give me some hearts. Give me some thumbs up. Let me know that you guys are here. Where are you worshiping with us from? Okay? And don't forget, always, always rip your church. Make sure you put your church inside of the chat. If you are looking for a church home, it may be inside of the chat as well. Many of you know me. I am repping Victory Outreach Ministries under the leadership of Bishop Paul M. Burke Jr. as well as Lady Kelly Burke. We have an amazing, amazing online and in-service worship experience. I love you guys, and I'm so, so happy to be here. I have, like, the biggest testimony to tell you guys. Amen. But before we do any of that, we're going to go ahead and we're going to usher in our Father's presence. We're going to make sure that all hearts, all minds are clear as we go into this experience, guys. And we're going to start off with God's grace from Trinity 5:7. That you guys are here. This is going to be a full testimony. First, can I just say, and I say it every week, and I'm going to continue to say it, I want to thank you guys so much for all of the people who added songs. If you've added a song to the Turn Up Thursday Raise Your Praise on iTunes, I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for sharing your inspiration, sharing your trials, because some of those songs gets us through so much. Sharing your way that you are able to connect with our Father, with us. It's because of you guys that we have an amazing, amazing playlist that you guys hear on a regular every Thursday. So I want to thank you guys so much for that. So listen, we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump into, before I start, because you guys know I can go. But before I start, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go into The Best in Me by the one and only Marvin Sapp.
The best in me, when everyone else around can only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight, if he saw the worst in me. I guess I'm the one that is testimony. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When folk walks you off, said he would never make it. What did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
don't know, And many of you do know that I have been given the diagnosis by the doctor of having diabetes many years. My daughter is 19. I had gestational diabetes with her. And then when she was 2 years old, it came back. So it was gone for 2 years, and then it came back. So I have been living with diabetes, type 2 diabetes. So for the past couple of days, so I don't know, if you're a diabetic, and guys, really quick, you know, I always like to double check. I just want to see if you guys can hear, if you guys can hear me. So let me go ahead and let me just double check and click in to make sure you guys can hear me. Let's see. Yeah. Okay, cool. So you guys can hear me. So, I have diabetes. Oh, hi. Hello. We have someone that came in from the.com. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening in and tuning in. We definitely appreciate you. So, guys, I've been living with, you know, diabetes, and which is really hard to keep under control, right? So one of the things that happens to me is when I can tell that my sugar is getting out of control, and other than, you know, the normal, the headaches, the sweats and things like that, sores will begin to pop up on me, right? Like out of nowhere, like it's trying to escape. So I have a cat. You guys know Baby. My daughter is here, so she's not paying us any mind today. She has claws, so, and she's a baby, so she'll try to jump up on me, you know, she'll try to jump on my legs, and I was getting the scratches. Now, originally, I was just like, my God, baby, you are hurting me, because these scratches are so deep, and they're, like, embedded in my skin, and I, you know, it's so deep, and it's taking so long to heal, and as a diabetic, it takes us a long time to heal anyway. So I'm like, okay, so maybe that's what it is. So this weekend, it was just absolutely horrible. I had to take Baby to get some work done. And I just wasn't feeling myself. I wasn't feeling like myself. And I checked my sugar. And guys, I was walking around with a sugar of over 560. That's bad. Anything over... that's bad. Any high number like that is bad. That means I've been going to work. I've been functioning. I've been going to my house of praise. I've been working my second job. I've been talking to clients. I've been doing all of this with a sugar level of 560. So it turned out that I did have a little upper respiratory infection. Now, to you guys who don't know, is when you have an infection, that can also cause your sugar, because your body is out of whack. Something is happening and your body is trying to fight it. So I had to lay down. I had to lay low. So I didn't make it to service on Sunday. I did Bedside Baptist. Monday I called out from work. But I'm still having these 560 sugars. They're not going anywhere. They're like 555, 540, 560. And I'm like, God, I don't know, like, what is going on? So the doctor, you know, prescribed some antibiotics, and I had to take the antibiotics, and I'm sleeping, you know, and then my levels started to leveled up, you know, my levels started to level up, and I'm like, Father God, thank you so much for allowing me to rest the days that I was resting, and giving me the wisdom to even call the doctor to say, hey, you know, something is going on, and for her to say, you need to come in so we can check you to find out what's, you know, what it is and what's going on. But I thank God that she just prescribed the antibiotics because it was on a Saturday, you know, and I was just so grateful for that. So my body was aching. I rest, you know, I didn't do anything Sunday. I didn't go to service on Sunday. I, you know, stayed home from work on Monday, and, you know, and my levels started to drop, you know, and I'm just like, God, it's by your grace that wisdom kicked in, and I didn't try to continue to fight it and say, okay, I'm just feeling this type of way now, or I had visual scars for me to be like, something is going on because I'm not healed yet. You know, these bruises are here. It's kind of bad. So I thank God. I thank God, you know, for that. I thank God for being able to have my medication so I can take my medications. And I thank God for just having grace and shedding grace on me. There's people who go into strokes because of their sugar levels being that high. There's people that, you know, have heart attacks because their sugar is that high. There's people who need to go into the hospital. But I'm so grateful for the master magician that even in the midst of me not doing what I needed to do, that he still saw the best in me and said, let me keep this food. You know, we know the term, they say it all the time, that God take care of babies and fools. And I believe that I'm both. I believe that I am his baby. And on many occasions, I can be a fool. So I'm so, so grateful for that. All is well now. Today I got up. I felt absolutely amazing. My fasting sugar was in a great range. I have no pain. There is no effects. My legs are not hurting. That normally happens to me. You know, my skin is not pinching. I'm so, so grateful for that. And, you know, I just said, God, I thank you. I thank you for your grace, and I thank you for your mercy. So I'm just so happy. I was just so happy to share my testimony. You guys know how I always have some sort of testimony on the greatness and the goodness of God, because he's good. He is good. He has always been good. He'll always be good, and he'll always take care of us. Amen. So I'm glad that you guys was able to listen in to my testimony. As always, as you guys come in, please continue to say hello. We're going to go ahead and we're going to get another jam. We're going to have another jam, guys. And this one comes from one of you guys. This is actually one of your downloads on to Turn Up Thursday, Raise Your Praise. And here it is, guys. Take Me to the King by Tamela Mann, followed by Melodies from Heaven, Kirk Franklin. And remember, it's always a double play Thursday. So we'll have Kirk Franklin, and then we'll have Revolution. So we have some. Oh, you know what we're going to do really quick? Let's go ahead and pay this bill. We're going to pay this bill really quick, and then we'll come right back and we'll be able to get into all of those tunes that I told you guys about. Thank you so much for coming in. I love you guys, and there is nothing you can do about it. I'll see you after the bill pay.
How do you cross the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean without a boat? You do it right here with a moment, a jazzy moment with Lovely on Cosmos Radio Network.
All right, guys, then we are back. So let's go ahead and get into these tunes because we have some good ones, okay? So here it is, guys. Take Me to the King. And then don't forget, we're going to go right into Melodies from Heaven. I love you guys, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Thank you for tuning in and turning in and turning all the way up. Turn Up Thursday, Raise Your Praise.
Take me to the King.
don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my uncle Reed. Take me to the king. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray what's left to do. Truth is, I'm weak. Strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. Please take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So let's speak right now.
Thank you. So, you know, check it out. Holla at your boy. God bless.
We're going to go on.
The book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach out. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. What you say now?
Sick and tired of daddy's giving babies with their mothers. To every man that wanna lay around and play around. step against us, thinking a little too much. Ain't stopping what we're doing when the spirit is moving. The way hating what I'm doing, I'm the best they choose. Everywhere I be, they try to judge me, they try to shame me, they try to buzz me, but they can't break me, cause I'm down with Christ. Don't try to do me, make sure you feel all right. When I'm right,
so much for that. Thank you so much for being here. So listen, we have about 9 days, right? We have about 9 days, you know, before the birth of our Father. And I want to give a shout out to one of my Facebook friends, right? She started this group. I'm going to find it. And we are reading Luke. We read a chapter of Luke per day. We started on the 1st. That leads us up to the 25th, right? Which was the birth of our Father. And I absolutely love, guys, if you haven't read Luke or like really paid attention to Luke, please do so. Please go ahead. There's still time for you guys to read it. There's still time for you guys to catch up. I am a talk-to-text type of person, so the Bible app that I have on my phone just reads it to me, and I read along. And the message. I am a message. I need to hear it. The message. I need Bible for Dummies. You know, the dummy books. I definitely need the message version. It's just easier for me to understand. So I have the message version downloaded onto my phone. And I listen every morning, you know, while I'm at work. I have my coffee and I have my little plug in my ear, and you know, I'm listening and I'm in my prayer, and it's just absolutely awesome. So big up to Mo. Thank you so much, Mo, for that. Thank you so much for entrusting me. Here's baby. Now she wants to come. Thank you so much for entrusting me to add me to the group. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing group. All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to pay another bill really quick so we can come on back and keep on jamming. I love y'all. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Thank you so much for joining in with me. I feel- because we have a experience every day. There is something every day that you guys can definitely look at that we know that you guys will absolutely love. So be sure to follow us. Be sure to follow us. Be sure to listen in. Be sure to tune in, because I'm quite sure that there is something that you guys would definitely love. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to keep it in. Baby has entered the building, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to continue to raise the praise, guys. We are now going to go into, you know what? Let's just go ahead and play it. Guys, coming up next to Stump. We have Stump, guys. So here it is, Stump by God's Property.
So those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Go to glory. You better put those hands together and act like you know up in here.
Thank you.
was stumped by the one and only Kirk Franklin and God's Property. Now, listen, I just want to reiterate that you guys can find all of these and more on Turn Up Thursday, Raise Your Praise if you are an iPhone user. You guys can find it there. Okay. Sean was in the building. Hey, Sean. Thank you so much for coming in. Sean was definitely here when she said hello to the crazy baby. Thank you guys so much for coming in. You can also go ahead and, you know, say hello. You guys can say hello. Go ahead and type it in. Baby's acting a little crazy, so we had to remove her. But I thank you guys for coming in. I thank you guys for your testimonies. I thank you guys for allowing me to come before you guys each and every Thursday. Thursday. I thank you guys for allowing me to share my testimonies. I thank you guys for allowing me to rep my church. And I thank you guys for entrusting me just for coming into your homes. And I'm so glad that you guys are comfortable enough to come into mine. So guys, we're going to keep it going because, you know, our hour is almost up. So we're going to try to get in as much as we can. Here is, guys, Awesome by Charles Jenkins and the Fellowship Choir.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. He's mine, he's mine.
Station. This is your experience. All of the worship experiences that I drop are ones that you download. So I want to thank you for being you. I want to thank you for sharing your songs with us and sharing your emotions and sharing your feelings and sharing your love. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. We love you guys so much. So listen, the same way we come in is what? The way that we go out. Be sure to join me in the V-Spot tomorrow, which is going to air at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I look forward to talking to you guys. The doors are going to be open, and we're going to have a lot to talk about. So until next time, guys, be safe, be saved, and be sanctified. I love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. Good night, guys.
I trust in you. I can't hear you say goodbye to my telephone.